We're on the phone with the very successful and accomplished GM of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas and my good friend Cliff Atkinson. How you doing, Cliff?
I'm doing well, Amit. How are you?
I'm wonderful, man. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Normally, I focus solely on watches, and that's it. But you were so kind to give me your time, and I really wanted to delve into this incredibly cool partnership you and I have and explain to the public at large about it, the importance of it, and sort of how it came about. Could you kind of first tell people a little bit about what you do and your role?
Of course, yes. So I'm Cliff Atkinson, the general manager here at Mandarin Oriental in Las Vegas, and running one of the few hotels in the world with 5 stars for the hotel, our restaurant Twist by Pierre Gagné, and our spa. So we're one of the few that have all three areas of the hotel at the 5-star level. And so our guests are always looking for something unique and different and looking for a balance in their overall luxury lifestyle. And so I think that ties in nicely with our relationship in terms of watch collecting, timepieces, and the ability to educate our guests on other elements of luxury, like watches. Where what I like about your service is you tailor it to each individual as we would tailor an itinerary for our guests or our concierge or a stay unique to each guest. And I think that's what luxury is all about.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And let me just tell the public that I don't consider wherever I live in Vegas my home. I consider the Mandarin Oriental my home first and my bed second. So
we like to hear that.
And I want to thank you for the opportunity, because as far as I know, this is also the first time in the world that I'm aware of that this kind of relationship exists in a luxury hotel such as the Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
I agree. You know, we're not 100% sure, but we have been checking, and we haven't been able to find a unique relationship like this. And I think it's important, and I think it's unique, and I think it's something that not all of our guests, but definitely a portion of our guests are looking for in terms of assistance and guidance, and that's what we're here to do while our guests are visiting us in Las Vegas. And so I think that rolls over nicely into other areas of their lifestyle.
Well, thank you. And what I love most, too, is I don't think there's any secret that I'm probably the biggest fan of not just the hotel, but more importantly, the bar, which, you know, if you're so lucky to be to step foot at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas and find yourself wanting the best crafted cocktail in the world, the 23rd floor is really where it's at.
Yeah, thank you. No, we agree, and you know, with our it's like everything within the hotel. We want people who do one thing and do it well, and so whether it's our chef in the restaurant of Mozen, our all day bistro, the chef in Twist, the guys behind the bar, our bar managers, our barkeeps, you know, the ones who are making craft cocktails, they're passionate about the one thing that they do. And again, Amit, you fit in nicely with that, being so passionate about watches and so knowledgeable and being able to personalize the experience. It's the same thing we try to provide in all areas of our hotel. Again, the best spa therapist, that's what they do. That's their life's work. Their calling is to be a therapist. And that is what they do best, and that's what we believe in.
Well, thank you, and I agree. I think it's better to be good at one thing than jack of all trades, master of none. And I think that's the difference between, you know, the Mandarin Oriental Hotel and a lot of other hotels. A lot of hotels try to preach luxury, but the problem is there's so much attitude that you can't really experience luxury. And what the Mandarin provides, and the reason I love it so much, and I know a lot of other people love it for the same reason, is there's no ego, and that's very hard to find in a world of luxury. You know, and that really comes down to the big boss, you. I honestly, you've done an exceptional job. I'm extremely grateful to you and grateful to know you and grateful to have this incredible partnership. And I think that, you know, we've done some amazing things together already. I mean, just in case you people out there listening don't know, we just did an amazing event, actually, which you were so kind to host with the Rob Report during JCK 2014 with, you know, some really, really incredible independent watchmakers from Switzerland who, in my opinion, are the real rock stars of watchmaking. How did you like that event, Cliff?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Both the level of guests we had, the watchmakers themselves, you know, very, very unique. They defined the word bespoke by handcrafting, and like we were just saying, they do one thing and do it well, and that is what they do. And I found that event very, very unique, fun, interesting, and it was also brought to my attention that no one in the room had ever heard of a relationship like the one that we have as well. So I thought it was very unique to take part of JCK here in Las Vegas and to do something different.
Well, yeah, and what the beauty that came out of that as well, and thank you to Denise Randazzo, who is the marketing, you know, genius assisting you in making these things happen. You know, I was able to interview some of the real rock stars as well, from Hoche Lance as well as Armin Strom, you know, the watchmakers, the owners, and they couldn't be happier. That's what I loved, is that it was a real boutique feeling. It was a real unique experience, and everybody that was sitting there really, really enjoyed it. And I don't think I've seen anything like it. You know, I think the beauty about having a position like this is having the freedom to really, you know, for me and what I do, is really being able to talk to these people on a humanistic level. And sometimes when you're in the world of luxury and everybody's wearing their tuxedos and, you know, once the dust settles and the smoke clears, it's very hard to sort of, you know, get behind who's behind that person. But what I found really unique and interesting about this experience was it was a very personalized experience, and people had their guards down. And that's when you get the real, in my opinion, the real gems, if you will.
I agree. And that is really what luxury is all about. I think, you know, it's with brands they trust, but at the end of the day, it's the people behind those brands. And they and that's what I liked about that event. Intimate, special, and unique. And that's the fun part of being a hotelier, is doing something that really people haven't done before. And I think that's what we have.
Well, Cliff, thank you. And like, if you just want to tell also the public at large sort of your background a little bit, you've been with the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Group for how long?
All in now about 12 years, and I've been in the business for 23. So half of my career I've been with Mandarin Oriental Hotel Group in San Francisco, New York, and now in Las Vegas. And I consider myself very fortunate to be part of a very unique brand that does not want to be the biggest, but does want to be the best.
And I think you ooze that with your generosity, your humility, as well as your vision. And I think people, if they're lucky enough to meet you, they'll immediately realize that. You're probably one of the most endearing people I've ever met. And you gave me a chance of a lifetime, and I honestly can't thank you enough for it. And I think now the hotel, I mean, you know, just seeing the hotel 2 years ago and seeing it now, I mean, it has become a real destination spot in the world for luxury. And you know, it's like you look at Las Vegas and you think about, you know, okay, we have great cuisine, and, you know, there are other places on the Strip that are also, they're good hotels, but I don't think I've ever in my life, and I've traveled around the world extensively, I've had the privilege of being a part of, you know, luxury since I was very young, and I've never experienced anything like the Mandarin in Las Vegas. How do you think it's different from the time you started 2 years ago in Las Vegas, and how is it different now?
Well, I think like any successful business, we've evolved over time, you know, from the opening in a very, very difficult economic climate when the hotel opened as part of City Center here in Las Vegas in 2009 to where it's come today. You know, those seeds were planted pre-opening by an incredible team, and we just continue to add to that team as we grow and evolve. And that's the – when people ask us, well, what's your secret sauce? What's the Mandarin Oriental magic? For me, it's very simple. It's our people. It's Chef David Worley, who cooked our dinner out with the Rob Report. It's people right. like Denise, who are very unique in marketing, and our 544 other colleagues who are here in the building taking care of our guests. That is what our secret sauce is. It's the people. And I think over the last 5 years, we've just continued to evolve, to understand the market better, and then to try to innovate by examples like this to become different, better, and push ourselves every day.
That's incredible. And do you feel like, you know, this relationship we have, I mean, I'm sure this is something that as it keeps unfolding, it's going to be really beautiful. I mean, I think we're going to be doing an event sometime, hopefully in September, October sometime, for some kind of watch and scotch event. I think, you know, for men, watches are the ultimate status symbol, and more than a car, because you can bring it with you everywhere. And, you know, it's funny when I tell certain guys about my relationship with the Mandarin, and I tell them about, you know, events that, you know, we've already done, or, you know, events hopefully we're going to do in the future. It's very exciting, because nothing goes together like watches and scotch.
Yeah, exactly. And lots of places have scotch events, but not those two things combined, which we love. And I also think watch and timepieces in general. Again, such a part of luxury and contemporary life, but also there needs to be an educational component, which is what I think you bring to the table. And that's the reassuring thing for men that you just mentioned, who are looking to make sure they make the right investment. You know, some of these timepieces are more than most cars, like you just said. And so people want to trust, and they want to make sure they're getting what's right for them, and that it's a long-term value. And not just something that won't be important to them in the long run.
Well, I think that's a very important point you hit on. Thank you for that, by the way. I think, you know, a lot of people, the difference between what we're doing at the hotel and innovating with this new service is that, you know, the nice thing is I'm not beholden to any one watch brand. I represent all watch brands. And I've educated myself thoroughly to get to this point in my career. The pressure is not on because I don't have product. I work with many, many dealers all over the country and all over the world to get the best products for the clients of the Mandarin and, you know, clients around the world that I work with. And that's different than going into a store, because when you go into a store, you have the pressure and you can feel the pressure of the guy trying to sell you what's behind the counter. You know, you're kind of like, okay, I want to take my time. I want to do my research. And I think that's something I'm really happy that I'm able to do, and the partnership couldn't be more perfect, because it works really well together.
It does, yeah, and it's that sense of style too. You know, each man has his own sense of style of brands that he wears or carries, or his luggage or his car or his ties, and the same thing, it needs to match with what they're wearing on the wrist, and I think you've been able to size up, you know, individuals and make a good match. You know, anyone can just walk in and buy a big name watch, but is it right for that individual fit? I think that's what you really bring to the table for our guests.
Thank you very much, Cliff. And I know you love watches, and I know that you've got, I mean, the day I met you, you're wearing one of the most beautiful Cartiers made for a man, elegant, stylish, timeless, classic, the Panther, right? In
yes.
solid gold.
Yes.
That I believe it's not just an incredible token of style and sophistication, but it has a story behind it, because I believe it was given to you from your in-laws.
That's correct. My father-in-law actually passed that down to me, and I'll pass it on to my son. And I think that's those things that are meaningful in life. And I think that's why our relationship and what you bring to the table for our guests who choose to utilize it is so important.
Thank you. And but if you could have one watch right now, like, and what have you been pining over?
Well, I'm definitely not being paid by any brands, but the one that either a Patek or a Audemars Piguet kind of is catching my eye. So I need to consult with you when you're back in town.
Again, those of you out there, please, you know, if you haven't come to, if you're staying at another hotel and you want a luxury experience unlike any other, you must come to the Mandarin Oriental, and you must at least have a drink, because honestly, I started going there almost 4 years ago, and I never dreamed that I would have a partnership like this. And I got to say, it's just absolutely incredible. And it's all due to you bringing it to the forefront, Cliff.
Well, thank you. It's a win-win relationship. So thank you, Amit, for the opportunity.
No, thank you, Cliff. I appreciate that. And thank you for doing this today.
All right. Well, I'll see you back in Las Vegas soon.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with GM and good friend Cliff Atkinson of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. I want to thank him for his time, and I want to thank him for shedding some light on our new partnership that I'm very excited about. If you're in Las Vegas and you have a chance, definitely stop by the Mandarin Oriental Hotel and grab one of the finest cocktails we'll ever have in the world. Maybe get a spa treatment. And, if you haven't booked a place to stay yet, maybe you should book it there. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. And if you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com, my Instagram, my Twitter, and my Facebook. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.